I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Howard Simon here with Pat Brady from the Buffalo Turf Company. Pat, nice to talk with you today.
Good to talk to you, Howard.
So you guys purchased the turf from New Era Field when it was being replaced. Let us start there. Why did you want to purchase the old turf?
So I saw it, it was on an auction site called Cash Auctions, and I just saw it as a huge opportunity to start a business and see what see how I could challenge myself and see what would happen, you know.
Yeah. So what gave you the idea to, let's go back to starting the turf business first of all?
So when I was like when I was a teenager, like 15, 16, my father was involved in a project demolishing the Odd downtown,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that came out of that was all the seats that were inside. They were commissioned also remove those and then sell those to the public. So when I was, 15, 16, that was like one of my summer jobs, was dealing with those seats and boxing them up and shipping them out. So I had seen this done before. And when I saw the turf for sale, I saw it as an opportunity for me to, this is my chance. This is like an opportunity for me to get started in business.
And how much work did it take to create the business and to, to sustain the business at this point?
It was... It wasn't much to start, right? Because I kind of have a background in web design and creative services. So getting a website started was fairly simple and straightforward. The crazy part was, once that site was up, I didn't anticipate the demand that was going to come out of it. So there were a lot of 18, 20-hour days working to get this material processed, because it was really, really heavy. It was full of all the infill and sand, all those rolls. Like, I got them in 15-foot by 80-foot rolls. They needed to be picked up with equipment and shaken out and then cut to size. So it was a monumental task for the first few months.
So we know how passionate Bills fans are. You get the turf. What kind of a response did you get in terms of people wanting a piece of the turf?
It was huge. I mean, in the first week, I had 2,000 orders. That's a lot of 1 foot squares of turf to cut and box up. I mean, I was prepared to ship 100 in the first week. I thought this was going to be a project that I could deal with on the weekends, and still work a full-time job. So very quickly it became, just a full-time focus. And, the reactions were insanely positive, because everybody was just happy that somebody had taken charge and was doing this, rather than the turf sitting there in a pile or just being thrown away.
So you've had success with that. What's on your wish list? What is next? What are some of the plans for the Buffalo Turf Company?
So, yeah, going forward, I mean, I want to package up everything that I've learned throughout this project and see if I can offer this as a service in the future to other cities, other organizations, because the industry of synthetic turf and such, it's a lot of material is thrown away every year. And, as the world becomes more conscious of the environment and climate change and such, projects like that become more important. And I think that the reality is, a lot of organizations don't want to take this on, because learning the hard way, kind of the way that I did it, that it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of resources, and they're focused on other things. So I'm hoping that I can, use this project, the reputation that I've built, and then bring it to the rest of the country and say, hey, this is possible. What you have is worth a lot of money to your fans, and it is very important to them. So, it might be something, to consider in the future.
Pat Brady is the owner of the Buffalo Turf Company. If you want to find out more about them, thebuffaloturf.com is their website. Pat, thank you for giving us some time.
Thank you, Howard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.